Well, this morning we are joined on our program by Lisa Steen Riggs, who is with the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn, the revamped Danish Windmill in Elkhorn. We're going to talk about that project this morning. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the time here today. I was in Elkhorn just the other day and then noticed that there are still pieces there on the ground as the project to restore continues. How's that coming along?
Well, it's slow but sure. We always have setbacks with construction projects, but just to refresh your memory, the windmill last year, the windmill had not been operating, and it's supposed to run by, as a windmill should, by wind, but we put the brakes on it over a year ago because we were hearing a noise that was not right. And so by the time we put out a call for a professional millwright from both Denmark and from the United States to see who could get here the fastest to give us a report, a State of the Union report, you might say, our Danish millwright could not get his work visa, so he couldn't come in. But we were happy that Benjamin Hassett, who is a historical millwright. He does everything the correct way. That's all he does is work on old water mills and windmills here in the country. And we have a special relationship with him. We helped him get started back when he was like 19 years old. We were able to hook him up with an old millwright out in Virginia. So he did a 3-year internship. He's originally from Council Bluffs. We managed some of his grants and stuff for him, so he was happy to say that he could come and finally help us and kind of pay us back for the time that we helped get him started. And what's going on now is that when he came a year ago in April, he said that there was a considerable amount of wood rot where the two sails passed through the hub. And it's a place that we cannot see. We would have never have known. We just knew that something was shifting. But he was able to get in there and poke around and see that there was wood rot. Well, that's a cause for alarm in a Danish windmill or any type of mill. The worst case scenario would be that the sail would just break off at where they cross and fall to the ground, and who knows what it would have hit or hurt or come through the roof or killed somebody. So we applied for an emergency grant through the State of Iowa Historical Department for $6,000, and we could use a lot more, but our immediate concern was to get the sails laid on the ground as soon as possible, and we did that the last week in December and the first week in January. We worked right through New Year's Day to get it on the ground. It was probably some of the coldest days of winter. Rod Williams from over by Hamlin Welding came out with his large crane and donated that, which was a big help to us. And I can tell you, I did breathe much easier once it was on the ground because we knew the windmill was safe. And now we have the big project of putting it back together again. So we have ordered, we ordered back in April a year ago the fir timbers out of Oregon State. If you see the sails up close and personal, they're 67 feet long. There's two of them. And so these logs, needed to go to a kiln. They need to be dried properly. They got on a truck, and we took them down to Louisville, Kentucky, where our millwright, Benjamin Hassett, has his huge warehouse and all of his tools and employees to start working on it, putting the pieces back together again. Well, even getting it out, we knew we needed to fix other things once you start on a project. And we were, probably about 12 years ago, I was able to buy lumber for the wind shaft. And that's, I don't know how many tons that is, but we've been storing that over the years. And about 4 years ago, it was at a point where we could bore a hole through the center to put this iron rod in it. And that iron rod is what is the tensioning to opening and closing the shutters. I know it sounds kind of all complicated, and it is a complicated windmill, but and then we decided to fix the brake wheel at the same time. and repair the fantail and the friction drive pulley. The windmill itself, back in the day in 1848, it was impossible to carry up all the bags of grain. So they'd have a friction drive pulley that, as a windmill would turn, you could pull on one rope and two wheels would engage a dry friction, and up would go the bag of grain. And that we're replacing too. So in the meantime, he's finished with the sack hoist. He's finished with the brake wheel, the wind shaft, but it's the sails that are giving us problems. They weren't properly dry down the center, and they were trying to go a different twist than the way we wanted it to twist. So he said there would be a delay, and it's a type of project you just can't rush. So when we thought we were going to have it done by Tivoli, that's when we got the news that there was just no way it needed to dry longer. So right now, our scheduled time to get the sails up will probably be the last 2 weeks in August, first 2 weeks in September. So in the meantime, you know, we're trying to raise funds. The total project itself, he quoted us a quote that it'd be around $150,000 to get the sails up and going, and then we added $50,000 contingency fund to it for all the unexpected things that are going to happen. And so our goal was to raise $200,000.
Well, and you still have some fundraising left to do, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We raised the first $75,000. We've paid for everything up until right now. I mean, for buying the lumber, what he's done, and his trips up here, it's laying on the ground, the old sails. When they came from Denmark, they were rotten, so we had to replace them 40 years ago. So those sails are actually laying on the ground out in front of the windmill. We have the fantail on the ground. So by rights, it's really a good time to come up here and see how massive those sails are and to see the slight twist and the aerodynamics of it. And just imagine how they did it back in 1848 with gin poles and pulleys, where we had modern cranes to assist us, and we still had a heck of a hard time. So as of right now, we've raised $75,000, we've spent $75,000, and now we need to finish and get money in place to get him back and mm-hmm. get the windmill put back together again.
Well, this might be the dumb question of the day, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why, Lisa, is it important that it's a working windmill?
Well, we want to, when our 300 volunteers 40 years ago, you know, it was a crazy project. People made a lot of fun of us for trying to bring this old rotten windmill from Denmark. But it took them 1 year and 300 volunteers. And at that time, 40 years ago, it was a $100,000 project. And they turned it on. It was a working windmill. And we think we owe it to our people. We think it's an educational project. A lot of schools come. They use it as part of their STEM studies. They study, you know, the gear ratios, the velocity of the wind. There is a science to it, and to even go back in time, and how did that guy figure that out? And again, it's an icon for our community. It's the welcome wagon when you come off the interstate. It's a sight to behold if you come on a windy day and see those sails turning and hear the gears grinding and, the, you know, the working the stones together, and there's two stones, and that is the whole purpose of that windmill, is to, you know, the gears to turn the stone to grind the grain. And then that story that tells about from the field, you know, to the mill, to the table, a lot of people think you just go to the grocery store and buy your bag of flour. Well, you know, where did that flour, how did they used to do it? And it used to be a big project, and that's a story we like to tell. And also, again, it's a memorial to our ancestors. It's a nice icon for our community. The people are very proud of it, and it does attract, you know, 60,000 tourists a year. We usually have every state in the nation by June. You know, it's great for the economy of the area. It's not a polluting industry. It's actually a very clean industry. The dollars rotate quite, you know, fast in a small town.
That's a big part of the fabric, the culture of that community as well, the character of the community there. Now, if folks are interested in helping out in any way or finding out more, whether it's donating or learning more about the windmill and the windmill project, how can they do that?
Well, we're open 7 days a week. We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. We still show the 15-minute video that tells how the windmill came from Denmark, and you can see it working on there. And then we still allow you to go up 2 to 3 floors and go out in the catwalk. We just don't let you clear up on top where we've taken the wind shaft and some of the materials out of there. You can go online, danishwindmill.com. There's a tab to join, support, donate. You can stop at the windmill and see it for yourself. And we take all forms of credit cards, cash, checks, PayPal, you name it. We try to make it very easy, and we do appreciate. Right now it is a capital campaign. It's all going to getting the windmill restored back to working condition, and we definitely thank everybody. We're a 501c3. We're a nonprofit museum, so you definitely will get a receipt from us, and we just encourage you. It's something that is employed 9 people from the community, you know, either full, part-time. It keeps the restaurants going. And, you know, we have very special businesses here in town, too. But if we all work together, we all thrive together.
Absolutely. And hopefully the windmill will turn very soon again, and we can enjoy that sight there in Elkhorn. Very good. Lisa, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with that. And again, make sure you make the phone call or check online to find out more and see how you can help. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.